one. Start that one. Okay, good evening, folks. QST, this is Bruce, KK5DO. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1660. Wow, 1660. It's been a long time. And it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, April 21st, 2026, which in UTC time is Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026 at 0100. Sorry, this net is only being heard on Echolink and our normal streaming service, as I cannot reach the repeater from my house. So if you're listening on the local repeater, you're not listening to me. All right, so that's the end of the preamble there. And we can see over on Echolink, we've got KC5LWY, AD0HJ, and KD5PQJ have joined us there. Won't get any local check-ins, but they can always listen to the Memorex version later at amsatnet.com, where we have the links to all this evening's stories. So the first one here on the list, and I wonder how long I'll be doing the net, since it's pretty close to 8, and I haven't done it in such a long time. I may just zip through it so fast that we're done at half past. Okay, so first thing up on the list here is AmSat Taper Banquet. And this year, the guest speaker will be Roy Robridge, WA1CYB. He'll be the speaker for the 17th Annual AmSat Taper Banquet. And he's a member of AmSat's engineering team, and he'll be speaking about the progress on the AmSat's SDR Gen 2 project, including what it does and where it can be used. Now, AmSat's software-defined radio Generation 2 is a versatile programmable GNU radio transceiver stroke transponder designed for a 1U CubeSat footprint. So it's, you know, for one of the small CubeSats, it'll fit in a 2 or 3U as well, but at least everything is there for a 1U. It features a 144 MHz through 6 GHz continuous coverage, with 10 GHz coverage expected as well. The transceiver will support direct VHF, UHF, L, S, C, and X band operations in all modes, which would be CW, SSB, FT8, narrowband FM, SSTV, FSTV, etc., etc., and a downlink data rate of up to 1 megabit per second. The transceiver is being built on the being built to fly on Gulf and Fox Plus missions, and will be both open source hardware and software. And for those linking through Echolink, we'll go ahead and pause for repeaters to reset. This is KK5DO, and I see we've got AG9P joining us from down in Oconto. I'm not sure what state, because it must be Wisconsin. Got a capital I, a lowercase I. So we'll go with that. The 17th Annual Taper Banquet will be held at the Kohler Presidential Banquet Center on Friday, May 15th at 8:30 Eastern Daylight Time. This dinner is always a highlight of the Taper and AmSat activities during the Dayton Hamvention. I was there 1 year, and the food is excellent. The Banquet Center is located at 4548 Presidential Way in Kettering. It's about 20 minutes away from the Greene County Fairgrounds. Tickets this year are $75 each and may be purchased at the AmSat store. There's a link to that up on the AmSatNet.com webpage. And for those of you that subscribe to the email, you get that as soon as I create them. The banquet ticket purchase deadline is Monday, May 11th at 1700 Eastern Daylight Time, because they need to let them know how many people will be showing up, how much food to cook. Banquet tickets must be purchased in advance and will not be sold at the AMSAB booth. There will be no tickets to pick up at the AMSAB booth. Tickets purchased online will be maintained on a list with check-in at the door at the banquet center. Seating is limited to the number of meals reserved with the color caterers based on the number of tickets sold by the deadline. So if you're interested, I do highly recommend it. I believe the menu is up there for you to peruse, and it's really good. Eris SSTV Series 31 World Space Commemoration concludes successfully. The Eris Low-Scan Television Series 31 event themed World Space Commemoration ran from April 10th through the 14th. Transmissions were made on 437.550 MHz FM using the Robot 36 mode from the International Space Station. Images celebrated major space milestones, including Cosmonautics Day and the Space Shuttle program. Amateur radio operators worldwide captured the SSTV pictures and submitted them to the official Eris SSTV gallery. Many participants received commemorative certificates for successful receptions. The event provided an excellent opportunity for stations of all experience levels to practice satellite reception techniques and enjoy space-themed imagery. And while we're talking about SSTV, Field Day is right around the corner. It's the end of June. And this year, I've put in there that if you download a slow scan TV image from one of the satellites that's transmitting a slow scan image, you can use that for 3 points. So as long as they send some different pictures, you get 3 points each. If it's the same picture, sorry, Charlie, but only one each. So that's going to be kind of slick. So we'll see how that does. That's a new addition to our Field Day rules. I figured, if you're going to use FT4, FT8, something like that on some of those satellites, why not include a download of slow scan TV image? It gets people using different modes and different equipment, and see how that works out. Okay, sorry about that. I see that somebody mentioned I exceeded the key down time. I'll try to remember to, release the mic a little bit sooner. This is KK5DO, continuing with the AMSAT News Bulletin for this week, and we'll see what else we can get in trouble with. AMSAT participates in CubeSat Developers Workshop. So we've got a few of our people from AMSAT going to the CubeSat Developers Workshop, and it was held back April 14th through the 16th. That's why Drew was just saying he had a flight back home. So, from California to Florida, that's a little bit long trek for him. It was held at the California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo, California. AMSAT President Drew Glassburner, KO4MA, delivered updates on amateur satellite projects and conducted live on-air demonstrations using the RS-44 linear transponder in SSB mode. Workshop attendees were able to listen and participate in real-time amateur radio satellite contacts, experiencing firsthand the capabilities of amateur satellite service. Hopefully what that does is it gets a lot of the people that are there thinking about building satellites to include amateur radio frequencies and make them an amateur radio satellite. The annual workshop brings together students, educators, researchers, and industry professionals to share advances in small satellite technology through presentations, panels, and exhibits. AMSAT's activity participation continues to strengthen connections between the amateur radio community and the broader CubeSat developer ecosystem, opening doors for future collaborative amateur radio payloads. And we've been joined on Echolink by N6UTC and Dauphin Long Beach. Okay, this is pretty cool. There's a new 2026 ITU handbook on amateur and amateur satellite services, which was just released. The International Telecommunication Union has published the 2026 edition of the Handbook on Amateur and Amateur Satellite Services. The updated reference provides comprehensive information on the amateur and amateur satellite services, including relevant ITU regulatory texts, technical guidelines, and operational practices. IARU President Tim Elam, VE6SH/G4HUA, highlighted the handbook's release, noting its value to national administrators, regulators, and amateur radio organizations worldwide. The document serves as an essential resource for anyone involved in frequency coordination, licensing, or satellite project planning. The handbook is available for download free of charge. So if you're interested, go ahead and grab yourself a download copy of it. The link is at amsatnet.com. And we've been joined on Echolink by N0IUV. So thank you for joining in. And let's see what else we have here. Okay, changes to the AMSAT TLE distribution. So there's a few permanent changes. Let's see, Hades SA, catalog ID 68446. I don't see anything else there that's amateur related. So there's a few changes. Just keep your caps up to date and you'll get those updates, you know, right through there. So ARIS news. There were some successful contacts. The Scouts Australia Western Australia branch in Mount Hawthorne, Western Australia, they had a contact with NA1SS. The crew member was Jack Hathaway, KJ5NIV, and the ARIS mentor was Shane Lind, VK4KHZ. And they had their contact just a few days ago on Friday, April 17th. Coming up, we've got an elementary school, Slava, oh goody goody, in Croatia. I'm not going to try to pronounce the name of that school. They're going to be contacting OR4ISS, and the crew member will be Chris Williams, KJ5GEW. The ARIS mentor will be Fierio, sorry about that, IZ2GOJ. And there's was scheduled, it says scheduled, it says April 13th, but I'm wondering why it wasn't as a completed one. Here's one for the 20th, which was scheduled. Oh, that's, this new service came out after the 13th. Oh, well. There was University of Bordeaux, and they're in France. They contacted OR4ISS. And their crew member was Sophie, KJ5LTN. And the ARIS mentor over in France was Joseph, F6ICS. So, actually, they had their contact yesterday. And then we have another one that went off yesterday, Diamond Harbor School in Christchurch, New Zealand. They used, they contacted OR4ISS. And they talk with Jack, KJ5NIV. Their mentor was Shane, VK4KHZ. So, congratulations to all of them. And let's see, this one is going to be on the 23rd, so it's a couple days away. ASU Preparatory STEM Academy in Mesa, Arizona. They're going to be doing it direct via WB7TJD. And they're contacting NA1SS, of course, over the U.S. And their crew member is going to be KJ5GE, KJ5NIV, and KJ5LTN. All three of them are scheduled for that one. The Aris mentor is Dale, K4RGK, and Brian, KM4YHZ. So we hope that one goes as planned. The crossband repeater continues to be active aboard the ISS on 145.990 MHz uplink with a peel tone of 67 and a downlink of 437.800 MHz. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the microphone, raise the volume up, and talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know when the crew is going to be active. As always, if there's an EVA, a docking, or an undocking, the Aris radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. Note that all times are approximate. It is recommended that you do your own orbital prediction or start listening about 10 minutes before the listed times. Latest information on the operation mode can be found at the Aris.org website, as well as the frequencies for around the world. And this is KK5DO, and we will continue with the AMSAT News Service. AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrations, communicating through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, ham fests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. So what do we have coming up? The Dayton Hamvention up in Greene County Fair and Expo Center in Xenia, Ohio. So that's going to be October 8th through the 11th, and not too long after that, we've got the 44th AMSAT Space Symposium and annual membership meeting at the Crowne Plaza Hotel at the JAX Airport in Jacksonville, Florida. So if you are in the area, stop by and see us. If you're an AMSAT member, want to be an AMSAT member, it's a great way to, you know, get a lot of information and see a lot of the presentations. We have a great banquet on Saturday evenings, and we have an auction. There'll be all kinds of stuff, some weird stuff, some really neat stuff. So there's always that, and then there's door prizes. Last year, I won the door prize, which was pretty slick. It was the, I won a CubeSat sim. So I came back to the house, put it together, and I've been able to demo it at local club meetings. So that's always cool. All right, FO29, full sunlight period, actually ends today. So for the next full sunlight period, it'll begin approximately May 20th. So you need to take a look at the schedule that FO29 has. Please do not try to use the satellite when it's in eclipse. Probably won't work, but if it does have a little bit of juice in the batteries, you really don't want to use it and ruin those batteries. So until it's back in full sun, just let the satellite rest. ITU Corporation has purchased the former Linton National Guard Armory to serve as the new manufacturing hub for high-gain Cushcraft. Martin F. Jew, president and founder of MFJ, was pleased to announce a sale of the high-gain and Cushcraft antenna, rotor, and communication product lines to ITU Corporation, 25-year-old Indiana engineering and manufacturing company. The designs, tooling, specialized equipment, manufacturing, and marketing rights for high gain and Cushcraft antennas and rotors are included in the sale. So that's pretty good. That means we should see some Cushcraft satellite antennas. They're 2-meter antennas, high gain HF antennas. So that'll be nice. And guess who's at the end of the AMSAT news service bulletins? And where are we? We're 20 minutes into the net. There is no way this is going to last for 1 hour. That's just not going to happen today. Unless I cross-fan repeat the AMSAT Board of Directors conference call right now, no, not going to try, but that would be the only new information we could throw up here right now. So, I got a feeling that for today, that's going to be it. I'm glad I was able to at least get this part of it all working. It was a good test run. And maybe next week I'll try to gather some more information. So, for Marty, who's in the process of moving, and myself, this is KK5DO. We'll go ahead and get one more check in here. KA5YFC joined us. And I guess I'm going to call it an end of the night for the net. So, 73.